And then we just felt if we could play our style of soccer, which we think our style is ready for big games like this, that we're going to be successful. And that's what we did. We just got our game together. We knocked it about in the midfield and were really able to control the game. And then, I mean, we would have liked to get a goal, you know, to win it in regulation, but whatever. If it comes to PKs, we got one of the best goalies in that, so no problem.
What's Jason been like in kind of keeping everything on an even keel? Not noticing the players, but during the season as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been really good. He's grown a lot. I mean, we feel like we still have some growing to do, I feel. You know, this is a big step for us. But as a team, we're still growing. We're still young. I mean, a couple weeks ago, we might not have made these playoffs, you know. And I was ready for my end of the season meeting, you know. And I was thinking, hey, you know, we didn't make it this year, but I think we're really close to becoming a really good team. And this is if I thought we weren't going to make the playoffs. And then so we still have some, you know, some growing to do. And I think that's because we're a young team. We're, you know, we didn't finish this game off tonight earlier in the game because I think we're young. But we got a lot of promise, a lot of talent, and we all buy into the system that Jason's, you know, wants us to buy into. And so we'll just continue to grow, and hopefully, you know, we want to make this a team like a Houston and New England, one of those teams. We want to be where guys that come in and become new players to this team, that they feel like they're on a winning team, and it just comes natural to them. So it'll take some time, but in 2 years, you know, we took a team that was on the doormat and we became champions tonight.
Good man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks. Can you talk a little bit about how Jason prepared you guys for those last few games of the season and going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, well, we had our last three were, we had home against New York, then we went away to Toronto, and then we had a home game against Colorado. So we did what we did this year, and we won at home pretty big, and we lost on the road. But I mean, our road record, it looked bad, and it was bad, but we actually played some good soccer at times on the road, and we just, as a young team, we didn't capitalize on chances that we got, and that's been hurting us for the past two seasons. But I think that's a young team, but and a team that came from the doormat, you know, it's tough. You got to start somewhere, and we started at home first. You know, we really got our home record. We're dominant at home, and so as we grow as a team, I think we're going to just add the road record, and we're trying to make this team dominant in the league, but, you know, it's taking some time, but this is a big step for the team.
Tonight, what was different? You guys had a lot more chances, put a lot more pressure. Obviously, you're down a goal, but
yeah. Well, I think you know, we had just a lot of stuff going on in the first half. I mean, Will had been sick all night, throwing up, and we tried everything to get him back because he's such an important part of our team. Then Javier goes down, and it was like, you know, he's another important part of this team. So we had to adjust with quite a few things in the first half. But I still thought we were playing some deep. We're trying to, you know, get the kinks out, getting our rhythm of passing, and we started to get there. We weren't creating much, but they were playing some decent. They were playing some good defense and counterattacking really well, and that seemed to be their game plan.
They seemed to get tired to you in the second half, Robbie.
Yeah, I think. If you're playing defense for 90 minutes and then even 120 minutes, it's going to wear on you. You can't play defense for that long and just counterattack. You have to try and play some possession and attack the team, but it seemed like their game plan all night was just counterattack us and defend. And, it takes a toll on you, and I don't think all of them were gassed, but yeah, there was a number of guys on their team that started to cramp up.
I don't think a lot of people would have thought that once Morales goes out, you know, you're thinking, all right, well, there goes Salt Lake's chance at a possession game here. There it goes. And yet you guys, Clint came in, and you guys established what you did against Chicago, what you did against Columbus.
Yep.
Talk about how you guys sort of got yourself together. Once he leaves, you got to refigure everything.
Yep.
I mean, you guys still managed to play your game.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guys that that came in, they know what to do. They know what the deal is. And it was a big blow because Javier is a big part of this team. But we just had to get on with it. And so I think maybe with Javier out, it took us a little bit to get our rhythm and to start creating some chances. But then as the time went on, we started getting it down. And Will was, I mean, absolutely done. He was throwing up all. So it was just a matter of time, I think. And, but yeah, these guys, they've all started games. So it was just, this is the way we play. And after 2 years, now we start, guys realize this is how we play, so you're going to come in and keep it going that way. So it was no big deal.
You think you were deserving winners tonight?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always tough when somebody has to lose on PKs, but I thought we were the better team, and all in all, I thought we were controlling the, you know, the flow of the game, and so I think we deserved it.
After all week hearing Beckham, Donovan, big names, big LA, it seemed even on Friday that you had about enough of hearing that.
Yeah,
at this point, how you?
I think about Saturday. Yeah, I had enough about it. That's all they asked about, and I kind of felt bad for some of their other players that they have on their team that are good players, but that's just the way it is with, you know. Yeah, I mean, we didn't worry. I mean, that was fine with us. We felt we can win this game. We felt we were the better team than them, but the media didn't, and that was great. I mean, I think that's the perfect situation to be in, is when you feel you can win the game and the media doesn't. I don't know if there's a better position you can be in. So,
what did Beckham say when he came to the
locker? Nah, he's a class act. He really is. I wouldn't expect that from anybody, and for him to come in here and just congratulate us, and he's just a class act, top drawer, and person. And I mean, he's done a lot for our league, and for him to do that, I know it wasn't easy for him to lose this game. He wanted it more than just as much as everybody else. So sure, it was tough for him, but he came in and congratulated us, and it was big time. That was big. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys from